Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's Monday morning at 20 to 6 in the morning actually, and I'm up a little earlier than normal. I start one of my jobs at 7:15 in the morning, and but I'm up a little early because I'm out walking the dog.
Molly.
I'm looking after Kate's dog for a week. I do this not sporadically. And I brought her back last night with me after staying at Kate's the weekend. Lovely weekend that was. Some promising news there for project me and Kate are working on. That's exciting stuff. I'm not going to say any more about it at the moment. But I'm out walking the dog, Molly. And that's okay, I'm just looking where she is.
Good girl.
And it's dark, and it's very cold this morning, crikey. Any puddles have frozen over, so we've had a good frost in the night, and I can feel it now. It's one of the colder mornings I can remember so far. And I do hear we have got that snow coming in. I've been hearing this for a couple of weeks or so, really, but certainly feel it in the air this morning. Don't know when it's coming, but I'm sure it will. Anyway, I'm taking the dog for a walk, and I like to do that in the morning and in the evening when I get from work. But I think the dog's going to be walked to death, really, because both of my children want to take her out. My son's going to come straight from school and to my house and take the dog for a walk, take Molly out. My daughter is going to come 2 or 3 days this week during the day to take Molly out for a walk, and my brother, who's staying with me at the moment, he wants to take the dog for a walk during the day. So I'm expecting Molly to get a minimum of 3 walks a day, maybe as many as 5, which of course the dog will love, and because he's got, so all she lives for really is eating and walking. But I haven't been up this early for a few months, and it's good to be up again. I've needed an excuse, to be honest, to get up earlier and get out and go for a walk myself in the morning. I used to do a lot of cycling until I changed jobs, and the job I'm working on, well, one of the jobs I'm working on, one of the jobs I'm working on involves me having to do a lot of physical work, and I really don't feel like getting up in the morning, and it's never stopped me before, to be honest. I've always been an early riser, so I've needed an excuse to get back into a new habit or revisit an old habit of waking up early and doing some form of exercise. Like I say, it used to be cycling. And as the weather brightens and the mornings brighten, I should say, more than anything, I should get back on the bike again. I don't mind cycling in the dark, but it's not so safe, really, as cycling when it's light, no matter how many high-vis jackets and lights I put on the bike, and me. High-vis jacket on a bike, there's an idea. So I should do that when the mornings start to brighten up. But in the meantime, I'm going to be walking in the morning. I should be doing this for a week with the dog, and I'll continue it on, hopefully. It's always good to have a reason to walk, isn't it? There's always a good reason to walk, but something to push you. Because as much as I enjoy hiking, it is that motivation in the morning to get up and do 2 or 3 miles. And I need to build up my fitness levels. I have some walking to do this year. I've got a few projects lined up that, they're almost set in stone now, which will enable me to do a few hikes, long distance hikes really, or semi mid distance hikes. And that's what I like to do the most, of course, hike. In fact, at the moment I'm wearing a pair of hiking boots that were sent to me by a company to review. That was interesting. I had a tweet from an outdoor company asking me if I would be interested in reviewing their products that they sell. And they sell cross-branded products, i.e. products from different brands. And, well, I sent them an email back saying yes, I would be interested. And then followed a phone call. Molly! And then followed a phone call. And I was asking them, these people, why they'd tweeted me. And apparently they'd seen my online presence and read my blogs. And seeing as I'd reviewed some other bits and pieces, personal reviews though, these were just reviewing stuff that I own. And, excuse me a minute, I'm going to whistle loudly. Come on. And, yes, they decided that they wanted me to blog for them. Well, to be honest, this is a walker's dream, if you really like this sort of thing, because it means you get gear to test and keep. In this case, anyway, I have a mid-price range pair of boots. A pair of boots I wouldn't normally purchase, to be honest. Not a brand I would look at. But they were very generous, this company. They were asking me what I need, they will send. So I said, well, actually, I do need some new boots. And they offered me price range of boots to send, low price, mid-range, or high-end price range boots. Well, I said I'd go for the low or mid-range, because even though they would have sent me a pair of top-end boots to review, and that would have been nice, I like to review items that anybody can buy, really. I'm not really interested in spending a lot of money for the sake of spending money. I know that you can spend a lot of money and get really good gear, but for me that puts off people going outdoors. One of the things I'm not keen on is reading blog reviews for, say, a £280 pair of boots, because that's out of most people's price range. And if you want to get people hiking and walking, the last thing you do is tell them that it's going to cost them £240 for a pair of boots, £80 for a pair of trousers, £15 for a pair of socks, etc., etc. Because if they're reading these sort of reviews, it's a huge investment for somebody who hasn't been used to hiking or walking and who's looking to take it up. It's a huge amount of money. I mean, I know people who've spent thousands of pounds. I've hiked with people, good friends of mine. I won't mention any names because it's not about that, but they are good friends of mine, and we've had the discussion that I've walked with people who are wearing, for a 2-day hike, they're wearing and carrying over £2,000 worth of gear. And I would be wearing and carrying £250 worth of gear, very nearly a tenth the price. And we both enjoy the hike equally. I'm equally protected, equally comfortable, equally warm, etc. And that became sort of a mission in my head that I would like to explore, that we don't have to spend a fortune on hiking gear to get out there and walk. The big companies out there want you to buy their top-end products, brand new innovations in waterproofing technology and warmth technology. It's always technology, the word is used as technology. And I like that because the marketing strategy is very good. Appeals to the male, appeals to a male of a certain age, well, any age really. Latest technology in hiking gear. This pair of boots has a special lining, a special coating, a special tread, or made with brand new tech, researched in the Alps, etc. And it's very appealing until you look at the price. And all this new gear is largely untested because it's new. It's tested in factories, but until you get out there. But there's plenty of people testing that quality gear, that high-end, high-price gear. And I'm more interested in the everyman, the average Joe, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, who perhaps in their mid to late 40s, early 50s and looking to go out hiking, to take up walking. And they have a few clothes at home, but they want a pair of boots and they perhaps want a nice waterproof pair of trousers and an overcoat or something, a nice day pack. And they want to try it out. What if I can say to them, you know, okay, you can spend a couple of £100 and get out there. It's a lot better than saying you can spend £700, £800, £900. And then if people want to hike and they want to look around, they want to get interested and they want to get excited about the new gear and the new technology, then they can invest in it. But for me, it's always been that starting point. And I've never been, everybody will tell you who knows me, who hikes with me, I'm an old-fashioned hiker. I wear old-fashioned gear of the main. Boots, I will always try and have a good pair of boots because I'm just an experienced hiker and looking after your feet is very important. But having said that, a good pair of boots, my last pair that I bought was a pair of Brashes. And I got them in a sale for £44, reduced from £110 at the time. And they covered me for nearly 2,000 miles of walking. And I always say that you can buy a good pair of boots for about £120. You don't really need to spend more than that. When I say boots, it could be trail shoes, boots, but that's the price range. Well, the pair of boots I'm walking on now cost half that. They're a £60 pair of leather boots, and I shall do a blog review about those when I have to, really. but I shall do a couple of blog reviews about them as I wear them. But I'm wearing them now, and I've been wearing them for a few days. Whilst I walk the dog. This way, Molly. So we're just doing a loop in my area. I'm actually recording this walk for Social Hiking, just to keep a tally for myself of the distances I'm walking with the dog. There we go, good girl. So I should do a couple of miles, 2 or 3 miles this morning. And it is bitingly cold, I must admit. I'm surprised at the temperature. Well, I shouldn't be, it's winter, isn't it? And then I shall go to work. Aye. Dog's exploring everywhere, she's not bothered how cold it is. Yeah, the local walk I'm doing is through regeneration land. It used to be initially a mine, an open cast coal mine that then became a tip, where, you know, a dump place where everybody tipped their household waste, and that's now been turned into, we call it the woodlands, been replanted, reforestation has been going on here and pathways through, and it's very pleasant, to be honest. It's very popular with the dog walkers. Which way should I go? This way. Come on then. And then I shall go from here through my local park and back home. And the whole thing's 2 or 3 miles, which is fine for an early morning walk with the dog, I think. Especially as I've got a hard day ahead of me. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there because I shall start waffling and I think I have been. So there we go, walking the dog, getting back into some sort of routine for walking again. Testing out a new pair of boots that I've been sent to review. And, yeah, I think that'll do. Have a great day, everybody. And as always, if applicable, God bless.